You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Adora Winquist, the founder and chief formulator of Adora Therapy. They are the leaders in expertly pre-blended organic essential oil blends to boost your mood anytime, anywhere. Adora, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, what motivated you and inspired you to start your own business to kick things off today?
Great. I really love this question because I think it sits at the heart of every entrepreneur. Because we go into this realm because of something we're passionate about, either for something needed to create a solution in our lives from an internal or external perspective. But for me, most of my life, I have experienced bouts of depression, chronic anxiety that started in my early teen years, and sometimes it was really debilitating. Once I realized I had a gift for blending essential oils and then infusing them with specific intentions for healing, I explored many, many different forms of education and travel to different parts of the world. And I really felt that I could create something to address all of the aspects of mood and feeling and emotion in the world. That for me, I found a sense of balance and clarity and wholeness by using these products. And so, you know, for me, the Adora Therapy product line solved so many of my own personal, areas of my life where highs and lows from an emotional perspective. And I knew that there was a real need in the world for other people to have products like this to benefit from as well.
Tell us, Adora, what does it mean to be a conscious entrepreneur and what is a new paradigm in business?
Great. So to me, a new paradigm of business is about consciously creating products or services that add value to the greater good of all. Really having practices from business perspective around sustainability, around green business that, of course, honor Mother Earth, our planet. But I think it's also more. There's so many other aspects and components to this. By learning how to honor and take care of ourselves in healthier ways and really being able to ensure that we have balance from a mind-body perspective.
Now, Adora, let's talk briefly about company culture. What is your company culture and why is it important to define one for your business?
Great. So I think that being a conscious entrepreneur, having awareness about our overall company culture is imperative because it's really how we define our core business and our ability to scale in much larger ways. So for us at Adora Therapy, we believe in the new paradigm of business where every individual is related to as a whole person. This team culture allows every member to feel and express their true value, their worth. Elevating the concept of best business practices to best life practices. We're more than just an aromatherapy company. We're a lifestyle company creating new habit patterns around healthy lifestyle choices through our innovative aromatic formulations and how we approach business from an integrated, unified perspective. This platform creates an opportunity for our highest human potential to be expressed. And we really believe that when you create a positive and respectful and fun environment that encourages personal accountability and a limitless perspective on life, that people are naturally inspired to be productive, to be creative, energized, and to work together in a synergistic manner. You know, ultimately, then success becomes an organic byproduct of this, of relating to life and the individual as a whole. And so I think for every entrepreneur, regardless of the size of your business, to really define who you are and what your culture is as a company is such an important foundational building block to really be able to grow from.
Great feedback there. Thanks so much. Today we are joined by Adora Winquist, the founder and chief formulator of Adora Therapy. They are the leaders in expertly pre-blended organic essential oil blends to boost your mood anytime, anywhere, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, also, what has been the most effective way of raising awareness of your business and getting new customers? That's always interesting to hear one's perspective as a business owner.
Right. So, of course, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're selling something, whether it's a product or a service. So one of the most crucial steps from my perspective is authenticity and really listening to the needs of your core customer. Many of our products came from people coming to me and asking for a particular formula to address an area of life, like better sleep or invigorating passion or feeling more vitality. So I believe we all have a particular purpose in this life. And once we find that purpose and let that voice speak with authenticity, brand awareness, and of course, brand demand grows organically.
Lastly, Adora, if you would, what is the best advice you have received recently, and what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs tuning in today?
Great. Well, I think every entrepreneur has a little bit of a workaholic within them, right? Because it takes drive and a passion and perseverance to take an idea and make it into a reality and a successful reality. So the best advice I received recently is take some time off, disconnect from your business. You know, it's imperative for our health and emotional well-being, and not just personally, but our families and all of our relationships as well. And, you know, when we're in the doing mode of our business every day, it's easy to lose clarity and perspective and how to best run your business efficiently and profitably. So I think, you know, when you have a moment that you're able to disconnect and really, you know, do those things that feed and nourish your spirit and your soul and your mind and your body, it's invigorating. And, you know, I think the entrepreneur, there's always a need to refresh, to revitalize and to re-energize so that we can keep innovating and keep on the long road. I'd also say in terms of advice to give other entrepreneurs, one of the most important things for me has been learning how to trust my vision. You know, trust your vision, trust yourself, and don't be afraid to seek out the leaders in your field and ask for advice. You know, I think by our very nature, humans, we want to support and help each other. And sometimes it's as simple as an ask.
Adora, it has been great to have had you with us. And thank you for that splendid advice there in conclusion, as well as throughout the interview. Where can listeners get all the details on Adora Therapy, and how could they also be in touch accordingly?
Sure. So our website is www.adoratherapy.com. AdoraTherapy. And my email is adora@adoratherapy.com. And I would love to hear from you all.
Adora, again, thanks for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. We certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Thanks so much, Eric. Truly a pleasure and an honor to be with you here today.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Adora Winquist, the founder and chief formulator of Adora Therapy. They are the leaders in expertly pre-blended organic essential oil blends to boost your mood anytime, anywhere. And for all the details, visit adoratherapy.com. And this has been your host, Eric Dye, for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also access our live stream on iTunes Radio as well as TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And join us again for another episode here at Entrepreneurial Fit Radio that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.